Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
Three in a row coming championship, and we've another Munster club back to back. It's great for the boys, and that's what it's all about. It's not about us, it's about the players. We're only lending this job on a lean at the moment to give these players to see can we drive around a bit, and we got into the Munster final today and they won.
And of course you're defending champions as well, so this group of players, as you say, you know, a special group of players really.
These are special. These are one of the definitely the best team that the Crokes have ever seen in the 125 years they've been formed. Without a doubt, these are the best.
You got off to a great start. You kept them scoreless for 9 minutes. You must have been happy about that.
Yeah, we said that coming up that we never lost in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and we said that if we get to a good start, we can play football, and we play the ball fast and open, and Castlehaven were in trouble. Then we said we were 4 or 5 points and they didn't know what to do, and then they came at us. They kicked a couple of scores, but look, thankfully we came out in the winning in the end.
Some fantastic performances, but Kieran O'Leary we have to mention, and Brian Looney as well, you know, in the half forwards there. Some fantastic scores kicked by them today.
Yeah, we say when Castlehaven kicked 2 points or 1 point down the track, we were able to come up the field. Brian or Kieran were able to come up the field, kick the ball over the barrel. Kieran punched the ball over the barrel. Brian must have kicked 4 or 5 points, and Kieran must have kicked 3 points. And that's a good turnover from the half hour line.
An injury to Owen Brosnan in the first half, is he okay?
Owen, we'll just assess this in the morning, we'll see what it is. We don't know yet.
It looked fairly serious. He seemed to kick the ball, he went straight down.
He's in trouble all year with his calf, but we'll assess it in the morning. Hopefully we'll have him for next Sunday, maybe the week after.
A happy at half time?
I was very happy. We were 7 points up. We were playing very well, playing great football, playing open football, and everything was with us, and came out in the second half. We knew the Castlehaven would come at us in the second half for 15 minutes, and we stood up to that and we rolled on again.
Midfield, so important in a championship final like this, and Johnny Buckley and Ambrose O'Donovan, I thought today, you know, they kind of stood out really.
Oh, they're brilliant. See, the boys have been together for the last 4 or 5 years. Like, they have a great partnership, great understanding, and they helped them again today. Like.
And you have an All Ireland series to look forward to now?
Well, we've an All-Ireland quarter-final, so we'll start with that.
You won't be getting too carried away.
Oh, seriously, if we get carried away, we could fall on our backside, and all of a sudden we are sticking knives in our back, so we'll take step by step. We go to the All-Ireland quarter-final over in London. Pity London couldn't come here to us, I can't understand that. That's one thing that annoys me. That I know it's a weekend away for everyone, but I think it's about time that London decided to come here. Yeah. We're not all wealthy, like. Yeah. You know, we fellas going to college Monday morning. Like. They have to go to college. All the boys over in London, they're workers. So can't they come over for the weekend and give us a break?
I suppose it makes sense, but you're looking forward to it anyway.
I said, look, it's a day out there. I'd be delighted to see the likes of the Gooch and the Owens and Keane O'Leary, these fellas, and Johnny Buckley. That's what makes football as well. Like. They'd be delighted to see them. And I suppose it's a chance to see the best footballers in Ireland play football.
Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.